on your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We roll all the way until 6 o'clock right here on the Big Talker 1700. Cody Peck, BC Divide, he'll be on with us in about 10 minutes or so on the Cyclones. And then around 5:30-ish, Kevin Lehman will join us, and we'll get into Iowa, Iowa State, and UNI college basketball. Trent, how much are you going to pay close attention on and watch the Cubs and the Dodgers tonight? I mean, is that must viewing for you this evening?
Oh, of course. It's the last opportunity for a game that matters for where we do our show. So, yeah, absolutely. In fact, I think the Cubs come out with an effort tonight. I don't know if it'll be good enough to win it, but, yeah, I think they show something tonight. Maybe I'm more hopeful than anything, but I think they got a little something left here. Yeah, they're the reigning champions. This is not the time to lay down. Yeah, the Dodgers are better, but it's baseball. And you know what, Jimmy B? Hey, it's crazy. We've only seen it happen one time before in baseball. A team down 3-0 in a series, come back and win this series. But you win tonight. You get Arrieta. You come back in game number 5. Mm-hmm. You get a little momentum, and all of a sudden that pressure flips. We've seen it happen one time before. Look, I don't think it's going to happen even with a win. I think this thing's over in 5. Best-case scenario in my mind for the Cubs is just push this thing to 5. But you never know. And you get on a plane for a game 6, and the Dodgers start to feel that pressure. But you got to win one. Yeah, it's an old adage, one at a time. But here it's truthful. You can't win 4 games in one night. So go out and win one. Play well. Get the bats going. Get some kind of positivity because yeah, just a lot of negative right now. This team's up there. They're flailing. Carl Edwards last night walks Yu Darvish on 4 pitches.
Yeah.
I mean, Yu Darvish can't hit. He's an American League pitcher. He can't hit. The guy, how many at-bats does he have in his career? 25? 30? And you walk him on 4 pitches. I mean, it's just so many things that leave you scratching your head with this squad. So get it done tonight. Get it finished up. Get something positive. You don't want to walk out after winning a championship on a sweep, Jimmy B.
God, I'm with you. But, man, oh, man. The Dodgers just have so many weapons. I mean, they just find ways to do you in. That's it. And if it's not the pitching, if the Cubs put a 3-run spot up there, I don't even know if that's enough to win the game if they put 3 up. So, from that aspect, Trent, this is going to be interesting tonight, and it'll be real interesting if the Dodgers sweep, what'll be said and how this particular season for the Cubs will be remembered. Will it be remembered even though they made it to the National League Division Finals? Will it be remembered as a lousy season? Fans say, well, they didn't get to the World Series, so this sucks. Or will it be remembered as, okay, coming off a World Series win, I'm still okay with it. The core group is still there.
No, I think this is still going to be looked at. There's going to be a portion, especially right away, disappointed the way that it ends against the Dodgers, and especially if they're swept out of here. You know, they don't show any resiliency, any fight back against them, then absolutely. I think that'll be looked at negatively early on. But looking big picture, this is the first time the Cubs have been in the playoffs 3 straight years, since 1906 through 1908. Update, Jimmy B, that was a long time ago. So you got that portion of it. You remember the games well, most of us don't. So you have that part. You couple that with just what this organization is and the difference. And yes, the expectations have been raised because now you've broken through. The title is there. There's no more wait till next year. There's no more we'll get them next time. This is a real major league operation. It's not the laughing stock of baseball that it was for a number of years. So with that, the expectations should raise and the fan base's expectations rise. But overall, Jimmy B, I think when you look back and you get, you know, into the new year and you start looking forward, people look back. Remember that great division win against the Nationals? I still don't think they're a better team than the Nationals. They won the series. I think the Nats were a better team, but they got them there, and that's something positive to take away. You beat a good team in the Nationals. You ran into a juggernaut. Here's the Dodgers. And Jimmy B, if the Dodgers win tonight, we're talking about a team that's 7-0 then in postseason play. They had the bad 3-week stretch, but outside of that, we're on a historic pace throughout the season. Maybe we're just forgetting how good this Dodgers team is.
Listen, they're the best team in baseball, and you and I profess that pretty much throughout most of the Major League Baseball season.
It didn't take much to do it when they're winning at a 720 clip.
Yes, exactly. And so I don't know why people maybe felt that, okay, they lost, what, 11 in a row at one time there near the end?
And like 18 out of 19, yeah.
Yeah, they were just bored. And,
that's not boredom,
Jimmy
B.
162 games.
That's not boredom.
That's boredom.
We've never seen a team do that before. Never before in baseball history has a team had an 11-game winning streak and 11-game losing streak. That's not boredom. They play like crap. That's not boredom, Jimmy B. Because this team is too talented to just be bored and not win baseball games. Something weird happened. We've never seen a stretch like that before from a team that good. I don't think you can just chalk it up to boredom.
Well, I'm sure that probably played some role in their losing streak.
Well, yeah, like .00000001%.
It played some role in there. I'm not going to give up on my boredom call.
Oh my God.
I think they were bored. So, but then all of a sudden, Trent, they got their mojo back. They took care of business. Swept out the Arizona Diamondbacks, and now they're on the verge of sweeping away the Chicago Cubs. I mean, this is historic stuff that we have the opportunity to watch.
So tonight it will be the lineups are out for game number 4, and Albert Almora Jr. will get the start in center field to lead things off for the Cubs. It'll be Kyle Schwarber playing left. He'll be batting second. Chris Bryant then batting third. Rizzo in the cleanup spot. Contreras in the 5-hole, Addison Russell plays shortstop, Javi Baez at second, and John Jay in right field with Arrieta on the bump tonight. So that's the way the Cubs are going to trot it out, and something a little bit different. I got no problem with that. Shake it up. You're down 3-0. Do something different. I like the idea for Madden to go that route. Out over on the other side for the Dodgers, they will go like this. It'll be Taylor leading off, Bellinger batting second, your boy Turner batting third, Puig in the cleanup, Andre Ethier in left, Granderson in center, Grandal behind the plate, Utley and Alex Wood on the bump. I said this to Seth Gruen just a little bit ago. How nuts is it, though? The Dodgers tried out their game 4, and their game 4 pitcher is a guy that went 16-3 this year with an ERA of 2.75 in Alex Wood. That's not bad for your number 4 guy, huh?
That's their number 4 starter we're talking about. The number 4 starter. By the way, a quick update in the American League for those of you listening. Aaron Judge with a double down the left field line, and the Yankees have put a 2 spot on the board in the bottom of the 3rd inning right now, and Gary Sanchez at the plate with Judge at second base. So it's 2-0 Yankees in the bottom of the 3rd. Down 2-0, left for dead, and all of a sudden, here they are, Trent. This is reminiscent of what we saw, not last year with the Cubs, but the season before. And where people were thinking, well, they're a year ahead. I think a lot of people thought the Yankees are a year ahead. But here they are right now with the lead, and that series tied at 2-2.
So I mentioned Alex Wood to you. You realize he hasn't pitched in almost a month?
Really?
Well, he had, because game 4 starter, right? They swept the Diamondbacks in 3 games.
Oh, yeah, he didn't pitch.
Last time he pitched, September 26th. It's October 18th.
Well, he's well-rested.
He is well-rested.
He's well-rested.
Now, you got to wonder here, and maybe another opportunity. Let's bring some silver linings here to the Cubs fans out there. Possibility. All right, you got a guy that hasn't pitched in a while. Maybe controls a little bit off. Location's off, leaving some things out over the plate. Opportunities there, Jimmy B. Win this one tonight. Get us 2 tomorrow. Get us a game 5. I'm pleading with the Cubs. Please get us at least another game. That's all I ask.
One more game. One more. Please don't make it be a sweep.
And then
man,
you can tune in tomorrow to the program, and if the Cubs do it, I'll be asking for just one more game. Send this thing back.
One more game.
Send it back to L.A. Game 6. Yeah. I don't ask much. Well, maybe sometimes I do. Well, we got some Iowa State coming up on the other side. We'll be talking Cyclone football and basketball with Cody Peck from BCDivide.com. You know, Jimmy B, Texas Tech this week, and during the summer, you know, when we were WNLing it, you had this one in the win column for Iowa State. I try to caution you. I felt they were going to be better, but defensively, they've taken a big step forward. You can't just look at the points that they give up because of the pace that they play at, but you look at things like yards per play, yards per drive, those kind of metrics that are out there. This team has made big improvements there, but maybe more importantly, they're forcing turnovers, and they're forcing turnovers at a high rate. This is a team that's going to be very aggressive, and certainly you couple that with, as opposed to playing at home, this one's going to be on the road down in Lubbock. This is not the easy spot that maybe some Cyclone fans hoped it was going to be this summer.
No, I think Texas Tech have flipped the switch here a little bit. Look, they can score. We all know that. But you're right about their defense and the improvement that it has made. But they got beat at home by Oklahoma State, and then West Virginia got them too. So they can be had. The question will be, is Iowa State good enough to beat them at their own game? I see this game as one of those shootouts. I really do. I've got it in the 40s, something like 41-38, some crazy score like that. We'll make our selections again on Friday. But from that standpoint, I think both teams, even with improved defenses, I think both offenses are good enough to put points on the board, and a lot of them, Trent.
Well, we'll talk more about that game coming up with Cody Peck, BCDivide.com. He'll join us here after the break, and then we got Kevin Lehman stopping by. Big Four basketball talk. We'll hit on the Panthers as they had their media day today. We'll talk some Hawkeyes and Cyclones as well with Kevin Lehman coming up towards the bottom of the hour. All to come here, hour number two of the program. Jimmy B and TC here with you until 6 o'clock on 1700 KBGG.
Sunday night, Monday night, and Thursday night football from Westwood One, only on 1700 KBGG.
If you're sick and tired of the same old delivery options, I have an idea for you. It's Food Dudes Delivery. Food Dudes Delivery delivers for restaurants that normally don't deliver food. And with over 50 restaurants across the metro, Food Dudes Delivery can find whatever you're craving. And for listeners of Jimmy B and TC, $2 off any order of $20 or more. Just use the coupon code JBTC. That's JBTC for $2 off your next order of $20 or more. Food Dudes Delivery. Online, Food Dudes Delivery.
Sponsored by CC's. Want to taste the sauced and tossed flavors of CC's wings on your pizza? Well, now you can with three pizzas inspired by wings. Now on CC's Buffet for just $5 and change. Prices may vary.
152 pulse-pounding games, 340 blasts of the goal horn as puck met net, and 880,000 fans who visited Wells Fargo Arena to cheer on the team. For four seasons, we've called Des Moines home. So as we celebrate 5 years strong, Iowa Wild is proud to say, hockey lives here.
Join the Wild Friday and Saturday night, both games at 7 p.m. Friday's $2 beer night. Saturday features a pregame tailgate party with live music by Decoy. Visit iowawild.com for more info. Hockey lives here.
Hi, this is Craig Hodson, Vice President and Market Manager of Cumulus Media Des Moines. Cumulus is a proud supporter of the Des Moines East and South Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber promotes economic development to strengthen their members' businesses and enhance the quality of life in Des Moines. Please join me in welcoming and supporting these new members.
East Des Moines Body Shop, Keshat Warren Family Law, Bankers Trust Company, Downtown Branch, IEBT Sports, Junk King Des Moines, Arcveo, Angry Goldfish Pub and Eatery, Big Al's Barbecue Southside, Conet Services Heating and Cooling, Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, Ingersoll and Army Post, Pet Supplies Plus, Trixie's Aveda Salon Altoona, and Sam and Gabe's at the Lion in Urbandale.
The Des Moines East and South Chamber of Commerce and Cumulus Media wish to thank these new members. Learn more about the Des Moines East and South Chamber of Commerce online at dsmeastsouthchamber.com.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind, and our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Hey, it's Jimmy B.
And TC for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hey, Draft House 50 has 47 big-screen TVs for great viewing of any game.
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, tennis, you name it.
Hey, the Draft House 50 can get it, even cricket? Draft House 50 has a sensational menu featuring specialty burgers, steak, salads, and so much more.
And on Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 a.m., it's brunch, which includes a terrific Bloody Mary bar.
The Draft House 50, a place for sports, great food, and drinks.
Draft House 50, Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Black & Cardinal Divide is the first website dedicated to the Cy-Hawk rivalry. We cover both the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones.
This is Cody, and I cover Iowa State.
And I'm Derek, his younger brother, who covers the Hawkeyes.
We'd like to encourage you to jump over to bcdivide.com. Tune in Wednesdays and Thursday nights as we will talk all things Cyclones and Hawkeyes.
Jump over to bcdivide.com. Join us for daily banter and our social media pages at bcdivide. As brothers and fans of different teams, we grew up with a heated Cy-Hawk rivalry within our own family.
Join us at bcdivide.com to embrace the rivalry.
It's time for your daily dose of Cyclone coverage on 1700 KBGG.
And welcome back, everybody. We roll all the way till 6 o'clock. Kevin Lehman, by the way, will join us right around 5:30, 5:35-ish, right in that area. But right now, we say hello to Cody Peck of the BC Divide. He comes to us on the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Cody, good afternoon, man.
Hey, Jimmy B. How you doing, partner?
Everything's good. Everything's good. Media day for basketball. Trent and I are still scratching our head trying to figure out how, if we can get a handle on this team. And neither one of us have been able to do so. And we're not sure we will be able to do so until maybe about the first of the year in January. Do you have the same feeling?
I'll tell you what, I'm kind of in the same boat as you fellas. I'm a little nervous, but at the same time, I kind of trust in the abilities of Coach Prohm, and he really relishes this underdog and kind of doubting mentality that people have over Iowa State's basketball program right now. So there's a lot of unknowns at this time with this team, but I'm confident that Coach Prohm's going to do a good job and kind of come out and shock the Big 12 and the Midwest here with this basketball team this year.
Well, a lot of new faces, and hearing a lot about Zaron Talley, one of the three grad transfers coming in. Now, he's a little bit different. A guy that graduates early, had a redshirt season in there, but he's got 2 years of eligibility also remaining. You know, it feels pretty confident that we know three, maybe four of the starters. You think Talley could find himself in the mix to be another one of those starters there out of the five?
You know, Trent, that's a good question, man. I think so. He's a big kid, 6'7", 190 pounds. If what he did this summer, Trent, is any indication of how important it is for him to make this team and then also be a starter on this team, you know, Talley took 27 credit hours over the course of this summer. That's nine classes just to be eligible to play this upcoming season. And, you know, if that's any indication of how good of a basketball player and how much kind of dedication and determination he puts in, there's no question that he's going to be someone that surprises a bunch of people this year.
Take me a little bit then to the overall way that you think the team is going to be constructed. Do you have a starting five in your mind that you think that most people will see at the beginning of the season? And if so, what is it?
It's tough, you know, Jimmy. There's some unknowns, obviously, with Hans Bras. He's a guy that's battling some knee injuries right now, but it sounds like he's doing great and he's recovering nicely. So he did a good job at the media day on Tuesday. And Jeff Beverly, that's another guy that's an unknown right now for Iowa State. He's a big kid. He's definitely got the mold and the body type of a Big 12 athlete for sure. At 6'6", 242 pounds. So there's definitely some unknowns, Jimmy B. But, you know, kind of looking at the team and the roster, Donovan Jackson obviously is going to be a guy that's starting. Nick Weiler-Babb is going to be in there. There's a guy named Jacoby Long this year. He's a sophomore from Oklahoma. He can shoot lights out from outside, so he's going to get some playing time as well. And Solomon Young, obviously, we all know about Solomon. He meshed nicely with last year's team. He kind of was the lone guy on the inside last year. Obviously, Burton played inside and out. But, no, it's going to be interesting to see, Jimmy, who Coach Prohm kind of puts in his starting rotation here this season. I'm excited, man. I'll tell you that much, though.
Should be an interesting season. New look Iowa State basketball. But before we get that, there is Cyclone football going on. And, well, a couple years in the past, Cody, it's been looking forward to basketball. Not the case after another dominating performance, this time over Kansas. Texas Tech on tap next, 66-10 last year. Have a feeling it's not going to be quite as easy for Iowa State this time against the Red Raiders.
Absolutely not. You know, Trent, this is a tough team. They come in 4-2, obviously with the same record that Iowa State has. This team's led by a senior quarterback, Nick Shimonick. He's passed for 2,100 yards already on this season. You know, their spread formation and their offense, the passing attack, is pretty well known this year. But they do have a good running back, a senior named Justin Stockton, who's ran for close to 500 yards. He's got 4 touchdowns on the season as well. So it'll be interesting to see. You know, that Iowa State defense is really going to be put to the test. This is a defense that has our 2 losses this year, as you guys know or aware, 13 points combined between the 2 losses. It's a defense that's really stepped up and kind of proved the doubters wrong. You know, defense has always been a big struggle for Iowa State football, and they're going to be put to the test on Saturday for sure against this Red Raider offense.
Do you see this game coming up then as a whoever has the ball last sort of thing? Kind of like basketball, they're going to take the last shot and try to win. Or do you see this being a game that is more like 30-31-24, where right now I've got the game, somebody scoring in the 40s. Where are you on this?
To be honest with you, fellas, I'm obviously the line is sitting at 6-7 some places. So Texas right. Tech is favored. They got a pretty high total at 67.5. I think that's been trending upwards. So, you know, the fellas out in the desert are expecting this one to be a high-scoring battle like the rest of us are. But I'm really hesitant on this game, and I'm really nervous, to be honest with you guys. This is a perfect letdown spot for Iowa State. We're really starting to get into the tough part of our season with TCU and homecoming next weekend in Ames. It's going to be a game where I really struggle with this one, but I really think that Texas Tech is going to come out and kind of put it to Iowa State. And I see it more of a 10-14-point win for the Red Raiders, unfortunately.
Yeah, it feels like almost kind of one of those house money games where, you know, if Iowa State gets it done, great. But if they lose it, it's not season over. It's nothing to go crazy about here. It's about retooling and finding a way to get a couple more wins on the back half of the schedule. TCU coming to town, West Virginia on the road, Okie State, and then the 2, probably the most winnable games, the last 2, but they're both on the road with Baylor and Kansas State. If they don't win against Texas Tech this weekend, what way to put the bowl hopes at? Give us a percentage.
I would still put the bowl hopes about 65-75%, Trent. I'm still confident that we're going to be able to squeeze one more win. That TCU game is obviously going to be tough next Saturday. They're going to come in at 2:30 kickoff in Ames for homecoming. TCU is ranked 4th right now in the country. There's a good chance if there's any upsets this weekend that they'll move up. That's going to be a game that I'm going to chalk up as a loss. That West Virginia, Oklahoma State, the next 2 weeks after that, one of those 2 games, I have a sneaky feeling that Iowa State's going to get a victory against one of those teams to get us at 5 wins on the season. And then it's going to be Baylor or Kansas State to finish out the season. I'm confident that we're going to beat Baylor. That team has not won a game on the season. And then that K-State game down in Manhattan on the 25th of November is going to be a tough one. So I'm confident, Trent, that we're still going to be bowl eligible at the end of the season. But I would say 75% on my confidence level as far as them getting to be bowl eligible.
Yeah, I've seen some predictions. One of the predictions had them in the world famous Cactus Bowl. I don't think Cyclone fans would care just as long as they went someplace.
Oh, absolutely, Jimmy. You know that Iowa State fans travel no matter what, and for this being the first opportunity they have to reach a bowl game, it's going to be a party no matter where they go. I can assure you of that.
Well, Cody, certainly an interesting time for Iowa State. Joe Lanning has been such a big story throughout this season, the emergence of what we saw, Kyle Kemp coming in and getting that win against Oklahoma. Give us another story of this team that has kind of jumped out to you that you've liked as this team has gone through and got to the 4-2 record they're at right now.
Well, I think the obvious one there, Trent, is going to be David Montgomery, a running back. You know, he's still leading the country in broken tackles. He's got some great statistics so far this year. The guy reminds me a lot of a Kareem Hunt. And oddly enough, I know it's been pointed out publicly a few times, but obviously Kareem Hunt was coached by Coach Campbell and his staff over at Toledo. And David Montgomery runs the ball a lot like him. You know, he breaks tackles. He's elusive. His side-to-side kind of cuts and things of that nature are tremendous for someone of his size. So just David Montgomery, I guess, in general, is kind of my my story of the season so far. He's really surprised a lot of people, and I thought he would have put up a few more yards. I tweeted out before the start of that KU game. I thought this would be the day that he put up 200 yards rushing, but, you know, that offense kind of came out with a balanced attack and did what they had to do. One thing I will say in that game, looking at Kyle Kemp, I was a little more cautious looking at him at his play against KU. He was slow in the pocket. He really needs to learn to trust his first reads more often. In that Oklahoma game, he came out and he played lights out. I think that's because he was really had been told and coached throughout the week that it was going to be tough coming into that game against an Oklahoma defense. So he needs to learn to trust his reads a little bit more, but we'll see how things play out on Saturday.
I'll let you go then with this. Jacob Park no longer listed on the two-deep depth chart, although Coach indicated that he is still part of the team. You got any more info on that?
You know, Jimmy, I don't have any inside information as far as Jacob Park is concerned. I will say this, that Jacob is still on the team, remains on the team, like you mentioned. He has been taken off the depth chart. Zeb Nolan has moved up to number two on the depth chart. And I wish nothing but the best for Jacob. I think mentally he is still in a tough place. And it really is troublesome to think back to that Texas game. I question how much he was struggling going into that big Texas loss at home. And maybe this move should have been made prior to that game. We'll never know what was going on. The coaching staff obviously kind of keeps that stuff under wraps. But, no, we got to wish nothing but the best for Jacob. And I know I've been reading a lot this week of some negative stuff being said about him and whether his career at Iowa State is potentially over. But the main thing right now, Jimmy, is for him to get right mentally. And with a newborn at home, I know there's a lot on his mind. So we just got to hope that Jacob can get things straightened out, and we'll see if he makes another appearance on this depth chart yet this season.
BCDivide.com is the website. Black and Cardinal Divide on the Cyclones and the Hawkeyes. Cody Peck here with us. Cody, as always, appreciate your time. We will do it again next week and hopefully be talking about a Cyclone victory over Texas Tech.
Man, that'd be sweet, fellas. You guys have a good rest of your evening.
You too, Cody. Thanks a lot.
Good stuff. Cody Peck, everybody, BC Divide on the Draft House 50 hotline. Good stuff always out of him. I'm really looking forward, Trent, to both of the games this weekend, Iowa Northwestern and also Iowa State at Texas Tech. I'm really curious to see how both the home state teams perform this coming Saturday.
Yeah, we'll see. The public right now has jumped on Texas Tech early. I see that point spread up to 7 in a lot of spots. And the point spread, the total going down, open at 69.5, down to 67.5 in a couple of spots. But Jimmy B, we got to talk some hoops.
Let's go, pal. I'm ready.
Kevin Lehman coming up next. We're talking basketball with him here on the Big Talker 1700.
We talk sports on 1700 with Jimmy B and TC, Des Moines' savviest sports duo on the Big Talker 1700 KBGG.
It's football season, and that means it is time to find your spot for all the big games. Trent Cotton here for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. 48 big screen TVs, all the games on college Saturdays, and the NFL on Sundays. Draft House 50 in West Des Moines. But it's not just about having all the great games on. You need more than that. You need great food. Draft House 50 has just that. Huge burgers. My favorite, the pizza burger. Ground beef, Italian sausage, mozzarella cheese, little marinara, and pepperoni. Big burgers, great sandwiches, pizza. You want to go with the lighter fare? They got salads and appetizers for you as well. And you can't forget about the beer. It's in the name, Draft House 50. Local beers on tap, microbrews, whatever you're in the mood for, make it Draft House 50 in West Des Moines. Your football headquarters, Draft House 50, 6240 Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. I'll see you there. 1700 KBGG is your home for high school football. Join me, Trent Condon, each and every Friday night starting at 7 o'clock for the Central Iowa Game of the Week. After the game, keep it locked on 1700 KBGG for the Hartung and Schrader Scoreboard Show. We'll take you up until 11 o'clock with scores from across the state of Iowa. Your home for high school sports, 1700 KBGG.
Brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
If you've fallen behind on your taxes, you know that the IRS is already coming for their money. And they'll get it, too, by garnishing your wages or maybe even taking your home or business. They call it enforced compliance, and you'd better watch out, because the penalties and interest compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Solving tax issues is all they do. One call to Optima starts the process to stop the demand letters and stop aggressive collection actions. They get to work immediately, fighting to protect your assets and helping you put your tax problems behind you. The IRS writes off millions every year, and Optima knows all the ins and outs of the IRS's tax assistance programs that could save you thousands. So what are you waiting for? Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-748-5713. 800-748-5713. 800-748-5713.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Are you sick of the same old tired lunches, leftovers, bad drive-through options? Food Dudes Delivery has your answer. Food Dudes delivers for restaurants that don't offer delivery all across the Des Moines Metro. Order online at fooddudesdelivery.com and get out of the lunch rut today with Food Dudes Delivery. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com. That's fooddudesdelivery.com.
Talking Sports with Jimmy B and TC. Call the show now, 264-1700. Big Sports on 1700 KBGG.
And welcome back, everybody. We continue to the top of the hour. Jimmy B and TC right here on the Big Talker 1700. We're going to close out doing some basketball. Our favorite basketball TV analyst, Kevin Lehman, is our guest. He comes to us on the Draft House 50 Hotline Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Kevin, good afternoon, man.
Hey, Jimmy, you're way too kind, because I know I'm not your favorite. I'm just one of your favorites.
Well, I do have several, but you're close to the top of the list, okay? So you're in that you're in that qualifying category, pal.
That's like having a bunch of girlfriends, too, buddy.
Well, somebody's got to have them. Let's start with this. You've gone to all three of the media days. You and I and Ben Jacobson is the most recent one. Your takeaway, what you got from Coach Jake, and what do you think you and I is going to do?
Well, I kind of like this team, Jimmy, because they've got some experience coming back with Bennett Cook, Clint Carlson. These are fifth-year seniors. And then you add in there the return of Wyatt Lohouse, gives them some solid guys to work around. But I think in the Valley, and look at Northern Iowa in the Valley, the question mark for me is what are they going to get out of that point guard position? Because if you look at the Valley, people who have won it have had all-conference MVP-type point guards. You go back last year, Paris Lee, Fred Van Fleet, Landry Shamet, Wichita State, even Wes Washburn for the Panthers. They got to really have some improved play at that point guard position. And number two, who's going to be their defensive stopper at the wing? Jeremy Morgan is gone. He's in the G League playing. Is it going to be Isaiah Brown? Is it going to be the freshman Tywan Pickford? Somebody's got to step up, be a big wing forward that defends and rebounds for the Panthers. And if they can solve those issues, guys, I think they're going to be a pretty good team in the Valley.
Well, you mentioned one of the guys I wanted to get your thoughts on in Tywan Pickford, and a guy that they got late in the recruiting process. He was hurt during his high school career, lost almost a full season, and many people believe an under-recruited guy, a guy that certainly had the ability without those injuries to maybe be a Power 5 conference type of player. What you think about Pickford and how quickly he can adapt? We've seen some young guys that had some talent struggle early on in the Ben Jacobson system. Can Pickford pick it up early and be a big contributor?
Well, Trent, he looks the part. 6'4", 205, freshman. How many times we see Ben Jacobson and his staff bring a guy in and redshirt him and physically develop him? This guy is ready to play in the Valley right now. That's what I like about Tywan Pickford. And I just talked to him 10 minutes ago. He understands if he's going to play in this system, he has to defend and rebound. So he's saying the right things, guys, but does he do them on a daily basis? That's how you get in the rotation for the Northern Iowa Panthers. And Ben Jacobson, you got to be able to come out every day and practice and compete and be consistent, especially at the defensive end. We know that they build their culture at the defensive end, and they go from there. And like every other coach, they're talking about playing fast this time of year.
Kevin Lehman's our guest on the Draft House 50 Hotline. We're talking UNI, Iowa, and Iowa State basketball with him. Let's go to Iowa, and at their media day, Fran McCaffrey, Iowa head coach, came out and said, hey, I've turned people in before with all of the things that are taking place now in the investigations into college basketball. By the way, Tom Jurich, the athletic director at Louisville, has now been officially fired from that job. Just went down a little while ago. So my question to you is, were you surprised to hear that statement coming out of Fran McCaffrey or not?
Well, Jimmy, I was not only a bit surprised, but I was pleased to hear it. Because you go back to my days in the business, when you knew these things were going on or you heard rumors of some illegal activities or inducements, you kind of said, okay, and you turned the other way. And then for Fran to say, yeah, I turned them in. Now, when you turn them in, does the NCAA investigate and work on your actions? That's what you don't know, what the follow-up is, but I applaud Fran McCaffrey, because here's a man that you know he's doing it clean. He's doing it the right way if he's going to make those statements. And if we see anything that's not above board, we will report them to the NCAA. So I give Fran kudos for that statement and for doing those things in the past.
Well, Kevin, we see the hammer come down to Patino at Louisville, but not a whole lot other than that that has happened right now. Right when it came out, Sean Miller, I was wondering what was going to happen with him at Arizona. What is going to happen? How is this going to play out? Are we looking at another long, drawn-out system where, at least for 2017, 2018, these guys are all going to be fine?
Well, here's my concern, Trent. You look at the FBI, okay, we're dealing with a $100,000 payoff for a player to go to Louisville. At some point, the FBI is going to say, we have bigger fish to fry. Because, they're dealing with guys, Bernie Madoff-type dudes that have Ponzi schemes going on in the millions of dollars. So now we're dealing with NCAA basketball, shoe companies that are funneling $100,000. That's kind of small potatoes to the FBI, so I hope that they stick with this. Now, here's some of the things, the fallout we've seen. Southern Cal lost two commitments because of this. And two players decommit here just this week. So you're seeing some of that happen. I really think there's some due diligence going on right now behind the scenes. I heard there's two more informants that the FBI has that they're getting testimonies from now. So you might see some other schools become involved. But I thought Fran McCaffrey made a great point in his press conference. He said, this isn't all of college basketball. This is a select few that are involved in these illegal activities. Let's get it cleaned up, make it a better game, and move on. So we kind of see the doom and gloom that it's the entire 351 Division I programs. It's not, guys. It's a small percentage, but still, that small percentage is going to put a black mark on college basketball. But certainly hope that the game can grow, clean itself up, and grow from this.
Kevin, staying with Iowa, and then we'll move on to the Cyclones. The preseason predictions have them at number 8 in the Big Ten. Are we not seeing something here? Is it because they just lost Peter Jok and all those points? That's why people think that they're going to be down further in the pecking order and not hovering around maybe 4, 5, or 6? What are we missing?
Well, I'm with you on that, Jimmy. I'm kind of surprised to see him being picked out low, because when I look at the Big Ten, I kind of look at, okay, Michigan State and Purdue are at the top. And you got some new players in there with Minnesota and Northwestern. And, of course, Michigan, I'm not sure where Maryland's going to be. But I put Iowa right up in that second group. They're not quite there where they can compete for a championship, but I think they're solidly behind Michigan State and Purdue and can play themselves into that position. So when these other guys look at it, are they looking at, Iowa, what they have to solve is they have to become a better defensive team. They've got to be able to make stops down the stretch. They didn't do that last year. But I'm with you guys. I'm kind of scratching my head. I think this is a much better Iowa team and what people give them credit for. I think this is a team that's under the radar once you get outside the state of Iowa. Because when you go to press day, boy, they pass the airport test. These guys, this is a big, long, lean, good-looking team.
Well, and you couple that with the schedule that they have this season, and a schedule that sets up very well for them. It's crazy to me. I don't know. I guess maybe we sometimes get too close to the situation. I think this team is going to be very good, but also, the difference, Kevin, between being 10-8 in the Big Ten and 12-6, it's a very fine line, and that line might be on the defensive end. How do the Hawkeyes get better on the defensive end after the struggles they had a year ago?
Well, they've got to develop a defensive stopper, and they haven't had that. You got to go back to Eric May, a lockdown defender. They play a lot of zone, which is coming with the in style now with the shot clock going to 30 seconds. But this team is built to do that, Trent. They're long. They got multiple position guys. They can come out and pressure. They get back in that zone. They like the fact that Garza can protect the rim, which they haven't had last year because of Woodbury's graduation. So they feel they're going to be a better defensive team because of that, because their length, and they have a rim protector now. But, I watched them last year. Melo Trimble is one example. He just came in to lift that zone up. They've got to be able to guard man-to-man and make some stops. And I think the other big thing is, it sounds like something small, they got to make free throws. Peter Jok was a free throw shooter in the mid to upper 80s. He's gone. Tyler Cook struggled from the line. Their bigs have to make free throws. You think of how many games the Big Ten come down to 3, 4, or 5 points, and those are points left at the free throw line. That's another area they need improvement on, defensive end and free throws.
All right, Kevin, take me then to Iowa State. I've dubbed this team the Magical Mystery Tour because we really don't have a clue how it's all the pieces of the puzzle are going to fit together and how they're going to perform in the Big 12. Do you have a clue? Have you been able to figure it out yet?
Well, I saw them yesterday. I didn't get a chance to see them practice, but this is a team. If you're a Cyclone fan, you got to stick with them early because they're going to be up and down, typical of a team. I don't call them a young team, but they're an inexperienced team. Mm-hmm. Only three guys coming back with some playing experience in the Big 12. That's going to cause you some problems. They might be pretty good in February and March, but I think a lot of that depends, Jimmy, on how do they handle their non-conference. Can they get some confidence in those early games? And Steve Prohm, he likes the fact he's going to play Missouri right out of the gate because he'll find out what his weaknesses are early on, and they can work for them. I like that, too. They're playing Missouri on November 10th in the opener at Missouri. A lot of buzz going with the Missouri program with Quanzo Martin coming in there. Then they got some of those cupcakes. They can iron some things out. Their non-conference is not that difficult. You've got at Missouri. You got Iowa at home. You've got Northern Iowa down at the well. Other than that, there's nothing that really jumps out at you. Of course, their tournament in Puerto Rico, which is not in Puerto Rico. So if they can survive and get some confidence in this non-conference, take a few blows in the Big 12 early, I think this team's going to be pretty good. And here's a guy that's, you know, that kind of under the radar, Zoran Talley, mm-hmm. the transfer from Old Dominion. They really like this guy. Now, Trey, you may have saw him some in the summer league. I haven't seen him play, but they have given him high marks.
Yeah, Talley's a guy that kind of came very late in the process and hadn't heard a ton about him, but here lately, it's a guy that, of the grad transfers they've been talking about, you know, they've been talking about him a lot more than even Beverly Embrace as he works his way back from the ACL injury, and a guy that, you know, might have found his way into the lineup. What about Lindell Wigginton? A lot of hype are surrounding him, an Oak Hill kid, five-star, top 30 player nationally. The buzz is big around him. What kind of player is he going to be, though, in his freshman year?
Physical. This is a physical point guard. I don't think you see many freshmen that come in physically ready to compete like he is, and they went to comparisons to Monte Morris. This is a different type of player. This is a physical guard who's going to attack the rim. How well can he shoot the three might be a big factor freshman year because a lot of freshmen struggle from the three-point line, but he's going to have to perform well for them. The other guy up front, Cameron Lard, when they talk about Cameron, he's not consistent. He is consistently inconsistent. Big upside for Cameron. They'll need him to really evolve and be their rim protector when they get in the Big 12 play.
All right, we'll let you get going on this then. With everything that you have seen so far from the three teams, who has the best chance then out of the three to be a real player in the NCAA tournament? I'm guessing you will probably say it's the Hawks.
I think you have to go with Iowa. You know, I talked about the free throws and the defense. I think their backup point guard position is a little bit of a question mark. Who's going to emerge there behind Bohannon to play that position? But I tell you what, guys, they got some long, lean, skilled guys. This is a talented Iowa team. I think this is a team that can be really good by the time the season ends. I think with the Valley, this Northern Iowa team is one that can compete for the championship. We know there's a power vacuum at the top with the Shockers gone, Creighton leaving years ago. And with Iowa State, you know, you look at that team, inexperienced, can they develop, can this be an NIT team when the season shakes out in March?
Looking forward to it, Kevin. Should be a lot of fun. Basketball season coming right up. We have media days in the books. What's next? You heading out to Madison Square Garden for that Big Ten media day? Or are you like most of the media and saying, the heck with that? And paying the bills in New York City doesn't sound very fun.
It's a long way to go, an expensive trip. So I'm thinking I'm going to see if I can watch that online,
yeah,
to be honest with you.
I'll be good doing call. The same. Be doing the same. Thanks for your time, as always, Kevin.
Hey, you guys have a great day.
You too.
That's Kevin Lehman joining us on the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mill Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. I'm really excited about hoop season. I really am, just because I think the Hawks are going to be extremely competitive.
Mm-hmm.
I think UNI has a chance, and now a watered-down Valley Conference. And we just don't know what we're going to get out of Iowa State, and I think that's going to be the story that is going to hang over the Cyclones most of the year.
Well, you say we don't know. Don't we kind of know? This team's not going to be real good, right?
Well, I don't know that. I mean, I don't expect them to contend for the Big 12 title, no.
Well, of course not.
But, but are they going to... You know, by the time January arrives, mid-January, are they going to be right in the hunt in the top three, four, five teams?
No.
We don't know that.
No.
Well, I mean, on paper, Trent, on paper, I agree with you. I agree with you.
You sounded like Cyclone fanboy with that guy.
No, I'm not doing that. No, I am not.
Do we got Cyclone Jerry on the line here? Is it Jim?
I don't have my Cyclone Jerry hat on. I do not.
All right. Just
I do not.
Just checking.
Okay. No, but I'm just saying that if indeed they find ways to make everything work and they're extremely competitive come January, then you've got a really interesting story. Right now, we believe that they won't be. That's our theory. Our theory right now is that they're going to be around 500. That's it. And maybe hope to get an NIT bid. So... I'm just saying that that would be the big surprise out of the three big schools. We know Drake's not going anywhere this year. That's,
right, right. Yeah.
That's a given. We know that.
All right. How about this? Who has a better chance of making the NCAA tournament this year, Iowa State or UNI?
Oh, I'm still going to say UNI does.
Right, because they can win the MVC tournament. Because
Correct.
There isn't a runaway team. Missouri State, I like that team. I think they're going to be pretty good.
Right.
Illinois State, I think, is going to take a step back from what we've seen the last couple of years, but they're going to be all right. Loyola should be good, but you and I, at the very least, is a top four team in the league, and I think it has a chance to maybe win a regular season crown. It's not going to be a year, and we don't know really about Valpo and how that's going to translate. That's another one to throw up there, but, you know, it's not going to be where you have to be 17-1, 16-2 to win the regular season crown. Very well could be 13-5 gets it done this year, and then we know it's just whoever wins Arch Madness is the one team that's going to make it this season. That's why I agree with you. I think it's you and I. Iowa State, if they get it the NIT this year, I consider that an accomplishment for the squad.
I agree. I agree 100%. But what I'm saying is if all of a sudden they find what they're supposed to find and become pretty good down the stretch, then that story is going to be a very good story. But I'm with you. I think if they're in the NIT, then they've done a pretty good job.
Well, Jimmy B, we are out of time, my man. You want to do this again tomorrow? 4 o'clock?
Yeah, why not? Sure.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm
not getting paid anything, so I got nothing else to do. I'll just show up.
Yeah, don't have any plans for tomorrow, anything like that?
Nah, I'm good.
No, sleep in till about noon, roll out of bed, watch the Sports Center, eat some grape nuts, and you're good to go, right?
And I'll see you at 4 o'clock.
I know how it's done in the world of Jim Brinson.
We are done for the day, everybody. Thank you for tuning us in. We always appreciate it. We will indeed be back again tomorrow, bright and early at 4 in the afternoon. Jimmy B and TC, it's the Big Talker on 1700.